Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, something different, a recording I made, a joke, a story, and I call those odd things Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And there is a wombat planned for tonight. But we're going to start off with one of my favorite, all-time favorite songs, My Sweet Lord, by George Harrison.
Thank you.
That was My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. Next up is Ticking Bomb by Aloha Block, B-L-A-C-C. And I've been thinking a lot about how we experience music, and I think it speaks to our subconscious and our inner being in many ways, and often has a message. And sometimes when we are feeling vulnerable and scary in the world, we hear a song that speaks to that part of us. This is one of those. Ticking bomb. Basic message, we're all sitting on a ticking bomb. And I feel like I'm in one of those times now. The world feels a little more threatening to me than it has for much of my life. So here we go with Ticking Bomb by Aloha Black. Ticking Bomb by Aloha Black. Next up is Blackjack Davy by Riley Blagos. Riley Blagos is a Appalachian musician in my mind. He plays fiddle, banjo, guitar, various other instruments. He sings solo, a cappella, and he's from Walkerton, North Carolina, Winston-Salem. And this song, Blackjack Davy, goes back earliest printed version around 1700, but many versions, Whistling Gypsy and so forth, and I think it explains, or at least describes, the way many relationships end. And this one, the woman just walks away, just goes away, and that's how it ends. The song portrays it very clearly. Black Jack Davy.
Black Jack Davy come riding by, whistling so merrily, made the woods all around him ring, and he charmed the heart of a lady. He charmed the heart of a lady. Come with me, my pretty little one, come with me, my honey, and I'll swear by the beard upon my chin that you'll never want for money, you'll never want for money. Pull off your long black boots, all made of Spanish leather. Jump behind me on my horse and we'll ride off together. Yes, we'll ride off together. She pulled off her long black boots, all made of Spanish leather. Jump behind him on his horse and they rode off together. Yes, they rode off together. That night her husband, he came home looking for his lady. Maid, she spoke before she thought, said she's gone with a Black Jack Davy. Rode away with a Black Jack Davy. Go saddle me up my coal black steed, for my white one's not so speedy. Ride all night, ride all day, and I'll overtake my lady. Yes, I'll bring home my lady. Jack Davy, in the arms of a Black Jack Davy.
Jack Davy by Riley Blargus. Next up is Johnny Cash with I Still Miss Someone. And he catches the poignancy of this song. And do you still miss someone? I do. Doesn't mean you don't care for the one you're with now or that you aren't happy, but you can still miss someone. And this song, Johnny Cash sure does. I Still Miss Someone.
I still miss someone.
At my door the leaves are falling. The cold wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together. And I still miss someone. I go out on a party and look for a little fun. But I find a darkened corner, 'cause I still miss someone. Oh, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we'd begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
I still miss someone.
Oh, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms. Someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
I still miss someone.
You just heard Johnny Cash singing I Still Miss Someone. Now we're going back to what I think of as my roots, old Joe Clark, fiddle, banjo. This is one of my favorite fiddle pieces and one of my favorite banjo pieces to play. And I think it's got a classic feel to it. I do think there's an odd note in here that's not in the key that most of the song is in, but I need a musician who knows music well to tell me, to confirm that. Old Joe Clark.
Thank you.
That was Old Joe Clark by the Wild Mountain Fiddlers. Next up is a heavy-duty country song, Mama's Drinking Liquor Again. And if you've ever seen the series, the opening season of Bear, there's one show in there where Jamie Lee Curtis, playing the part of the mother, loses it, goes kind of wild. And it's an example of what can happen in a situation where Mama's drinking liquor again. So this is Mama's Drinking Liquor Again by King Tyrone.
Wake up, Mama's drinking liquor again.
Drinking Liquor Again by King Tyrone. I occasionally play a piece of music from the sacred harp tradition of a cappella singing, and there's a particular kind of harmony they have in there, and very powerful music, anthem-like. This particular song, Wondrous Love, is one of the ones that has a strong arrangement in sacred harp, and Maura Smiley, who sings this with her group Voco, use the sacred harp arrangement, so all the harmonies in here, especially the very last verse of the song, is just pure sacred harp. In Sacred Harp, you have no instruments, but this song, she's organized it and put an instrument around it and made it into a really nice version of Wondrous Love by Maura Smiley and Voco. That was Wondrous Love by Maura Smiley and Voco. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something a little odd. A little different, something that's not a commercial recording or a very different one. And I call those things wombats. And shortly we're going to have a full-blown wombat, but right now we're going to have something sort of close. I'm going to play you two versions of Rock Island Line. I won't tell you about the second version until after we've played the first, but I do suggest you listen closely to the words of this version. This is a Rock On and Line by Lonnie Donegan from 1953. And you'll have a little better understanding of what happens in the next version of it, because the words are quite similar, but the story is a little different. So, Rock On Online by Lonnie Donegan.
Now this here's a story about the Rock On Line. Now Rock On Line, she runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. You know, the trains, they go through the toll gate while they gotta pay the man some money. But of course, if you got certain things on board, you're okay, you don't have to pay the man nothing. And just now, we see a train, she coming down the line. And when she come up near the toll gate, the driver, he shout down to the man. He say, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, you all right, boy, just get on through. You don't have to pay me nothing. And the train go through. And when you go through the toll gate, the train got up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when the driver think he's safely on the other side, he shout back down the line to the man. He said, I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got old pig iron. And I'll tell you where I'm going, boy. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is the road to ride, yes. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you own the ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right, may be wrong. You know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yes. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you own the ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Hallelujah, I'm safe from sin. Lord, coming for to see me again. Hey! Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is the road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you won't, you ride it, gotta ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. Cat's on the cover, but he don't see me. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is the road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you won't, you ride it, gotta ride it.
Rock Island Line by Lonnie Donegan. The song was released in 1953. In 1954, Stan Freberg put out a version of it. Stan Freberg made parodies of lots of popular songs. And so Rock On Online was quite popular in 1953, and 1954 this version came out. So here we go with Rock Island again, and from a slightly different twist, Stan Freberg.
Now this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. Now the Rock Island Line, she run down into New Orleans, and just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And
pardon
all
me,
the trains,
pardon me just a moment, pardon me.
Yeah?
Are you going to sing the song,
well,
or read it, or what?
Well, I'm going to sing it, but first I always tell a bit of the story behind the Rock Island Line, sort of sketch in a little background, as it were.
You are going to sing, though.
In just a second. I get to it.
Well, let's get to it then, huh?
Okay, and all the trains that go to the toll gate, why, they got to pay the man some money. But of course, if you got certain things on board, you're okay. You don't have to pay the man out. I mean, you're okay with him. I mean,
all right, let's step right along there. Let's snap it up.
Okay. Now, just now we see a train. She coming down the line. And when she comes up in the toll gate, the driver, he shouts down to the man. He said, I got pigs. I got horses. I got cows.
Look, you can skip all of that.
You know, let me name all the animals.
Yes, I know, but we don't need
that. Let me get to the sheep.
Well, that doesn't make any difference.
Well, it makes a difference to the sheep.
Yes, I know, but let's get the train rhythm going here. Never mind the sheep.
Okay, after the driver, you say, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. Good man, say, well, you're all right, boy. You go right on through. You don't have to pay me nothing. I mean, you know,
look,
you're
fella,
okay.
I didn't mention the
sheep.
I know, but let's skip the recitation, huh?
Okay, but...
Let's get to the meat of it.
Okay, I've come to the best part now. What did the driver foo him?
He foo him?
Yeah, I say, I fooled you, I fooled you.
Well, look, let's just sing the song.
Well, you know, when we get to the pig iron part,
just
that's the payoff
the song,
for the, I think you ought to let me tell how he fooled the tollgate man with a pig iron.
Will you just sing the song,
I get
please?
Big reaction to it in clubs, and a lot of people waiting to see how the story
will you just
come out.
Sing the song?
Well, you're going to disappoint him, that's all.
I'll take the chance.
Okay, here we go. On a rock a little lane, here's a mighty good road. On a rock a... You sure you didn't want the pig iron part?
Forget it, will you forget it?
Okay. Little line, here's a line to write. On a rock a little lane, here's a mighty good road. When if you want to ride it, got to ride it like you find it. Got your ticket at the station for the rock a little line.
Look, Mumbles. Hey, Mumbles. What is this? Get your chicken at the station?
Oh, ticket. Get your ticket at the station.
Oh, get your ticket
Gee,
at
miss,
the station.
Try not to interrupt me, huh? A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. The cat's in the cupboard, but he don't see me.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Another rock on me. Wait a minute. The A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z with the cats in the cupboard. I don't know. What has the A, B, C got to do with the cats in the cupboard?
What's got nothing to do with it?
I know.
Just,
is it a social significance of some kind?
No,
it's
just
a difference of some
traditional lyric.
It's a traditional lyric.
I don't know, yeah.
Well, thanks very much. That'll be fine.
I got one more chorus.
One
more. On a rockin' line, here's a mighty good road. On a rockin' line, here's a road to ride. On a rockin' line, here's a mighty good road. Whenever you want to ride, you got to ride it like you're to get your ticket seat for the rockin' line.
Is that it? That's the end?
Yeah, that's it. I just hope it sells without the pig iron
part. Well, forget that's about all. The pig iron part.
I'm just trying to sketch in a little background, that's all.
Yes,
you know.
I know, sketch in the background.
You're gonna release the record?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That was The Rock Island Line, as recorded by Stan Freeberg. Next up is today's full-blown wombat. And I should explain, a wombat is kind of my license to stick anything I want in the show. In general, I try to put on music that I think will really please at least some people. And then I put in these wombats where it's okay in my mind to be pretty weird. It gives me a license to stick in some pretty strange things. And so they may not be as pleasing, or they may. But in any case, this coming up, I play fiddle and banjo and I sing. And I occasionally record things and I occasionally stick them in the show. And those are wombats, definitely. I've only ever written or composed one five-string banjo piece, and I named it Abingdon, since I was living in Abingdon at the time I wrote it, and it's not a voice, no singing, no words. I've written some songs with words, but this is just a banjo music, so it's the only one I've ever composed, and I'm going to play it for you, and it's called Abingdon, and it'll probably be the only one I ever will compose. Here is Abingdon.
Thank you.
was today's Wombat, Abingdon, composed and played for you by Harry Baya. Years ago, a friend of mine, Saul Weber, showed up on a weekend with this arrangement of a song called Soon I Will Be Done, and put together a group to sing it, and I just loved his arrangement. I loved to hear it. I don't have a recording of it, so I looked hard once I remembered the song to find a good recording of it, and the one I'm going to play you, Soon I Will Be Done, is by a group called the Sound Gospel Train, which is an Italian group, and they have the best recording, or as closest to the one I remember. And there are a lot of other versions of it, but this one's pretty good. Soon I Will Be Done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. The troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done,
soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. Going home to live with God.
Soon
I will be done with the troubles of the world.
Yes,
the troubles of the world, the troubles of the world.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I will be done with the troubles of the world. Going home to live with God.
Soon I will be done.
Soon I Will Be Done by the Sound Gospel Train. Next up is a Bob Dylan song, A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. And Bob Dylan received the Nobel Prize in Poetry for his songs. And I think this is one of the ones that probably was mentioned. Anyway, it was sung for him at the Nobel Awards by Patti Smith. This is her version of A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. And if you listen closely to the words, you'll see it's kind of enigmatic poetry. I think Bob Dylan said that he actually had collected lines he thought he'd use as songs, and then he just decided to take each one of them and put them all in the same song, and that's where the words came from, which makes it a little hard to find a thread, but certainly interesting words. A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, sung by Patti Smith.
Blue-eyed son, where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled alongside of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled down 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. Been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. Been 10,000 miles on the mouth of a graveyard. It's a hard rain's gonna fall. What did you see, my blue-eyed son? What did you see, my darling young one? Saw a newborn babe with wild wolves all around it. Saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. Saw a room full of men whose hammers were bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. Saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart rings gonna fall. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? Heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. Heard one person laughing, heard many people laughing. Heard nobody listening. Heard one person starve, heard many people laughing. Heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. Heard the sound of a clown that cried in the alley. And it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart rings gonna fall. Who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a young man in half a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met a young man, he was wounded in love. I met another man, he was wounded in hatred. It's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart. It's a heart rings gonna fall. And what do you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what do you do now, my darling young one? I'm going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'm going down deep in the deepest black forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison have flooded their waters. We're home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison. And the executioner's face is always well hidden. Where hunger is ugly, where souls are forgotten. Where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and think it and speak it and breathe it. And reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand in the ocean until I start sinking. And I'll know my so well if I start singing. It's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, it's a hard rain's a gonna fall.
That was "A Hard Rain's a Gonna Fall," sung by Patti Smith. Before I play the last song today, I have time to stick in one short wombat. This is the song "Ashgrove," sung by a young woman named Jenna Green. I recorded it live.
The ashgrove, how graceful, how plainly it is speaking. The wind through it playing has language for me. Whenever the light through its branches is breaking, a host of kind faces is gazing on me. The friends of my childhood again are before me. Each step wakes a memory as freely I roam. With soft whispers laden, the leaves rustle for me. The ash grove alone is my home.
Song on the show today is "Blackberry Blossom," performed by John Hartford, who is my favorite fiddler.
The mouth of a hollering head said, "Garfield, what's that tune?" Garfield chewing a chew-a-chew tobacco, spit right down in the blackberry bush. Said, "By God, well, we'll just call her Blackberry Blossom," and I guess they did. And a white bone keys and a held the fiddle against his chest. Well, he carried the rage of a blind man's soul as he rocked the fiddle and he pulled the bow.
"Blossom," sung by John Hartford and played on the fiddle by John Hartford. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a little different, like tonight's Abingdon banjo piece. And I call those odd things wombats. If you'd like to send me email, you can reach me at Harry, that's my first name, Harry at baya.net. Harry at baya.net. And I'd appreciate any comments, suggestions, especially if you have something you think would make a good wombat. Let me know. And at the end of each show, I like to have sort of a ritual ending where I ask you to join me and be part of the show. And now is the time for that. So get ready. Your chance is here to be part of the show. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.